Today, we're diving into something that lives rent-free in all of our heads, and it can either help us win matches or totally self-sabotage them. We're talking about self-talk and the science behind it. This episode kicks off our three-part series on how to train our inner voice to work for us, not against us. This is one of the most powerful tools we're not practicing enough, and I'm right there with you along this journey. So welcome back to the podcast, Holistic Tennis Performance, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. I'm your host, Jira Schofield, and this episode kicks off our three-part series on how to train your inner voice to work for you, not against you. This is one of the most powerful tools we are not practicing enough. And I can tell you firsthand, I have to remind myself, this is a daily practice that I do on my own, on the court, and off. So let's get into it. The brain performance connection. All right, so here's the truth. Your brain doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. Wait, what? Hold the phone, Jira. When you think a thought like, I'm going to double fault again, your brain starts prepping your body for that outcome. Muscle tension increases, your breath shortens, and boom, your nervous system acts like it's already happened. And most of the time it does. You don't even realize it's happening till the match is over a lot of the times, and you're like, what the heck just happened? Oh man, I could tell you so many stories where I was beating myself up and I was my own worst opponent. On the flip side, think about players like Novak Djokovic. Watch him during tight points. He's always reinforcing himself. You'll see the nodding, the fist pumps, and yes, he's talking to himself. He's priming his brain and body to respond with calm confidence. When your self-talk is positive and deliberate, it actually helps regulate your nervous system, boost muscle efficiency, and improves your coordination. Wild, right? So let's talk research for a second. A 2011 study in the Journal of Sports and Exercise Psychology found that athletes who practice positive self-talk saw increases in endurance, accuracy, and reaction time. So in tennis terms, this means you could last longer in tough rallies, recover faster, and make cleaner decisions under pressure, right? Having more clarity, even when your nervous system is running wild, you can still be like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to serve out wide to the backhand. I'm going to hit to the open court. When I get that short ball, I'm going to come in and take a swing volley out of the air. And whether you execute it perfectly or miss that final shot, you feel clear about what you did. So you can turn around and get yourself ready for that next point. Another gem, a meta-analysis of over 30 studies found that motivational self-talk improved performance in both fine and gross motor skills. Fine motor skills like precise shots and gross motor skills like your footwork. So when a player like Coco Gauff says, let's go, or has a positive saying on her shoe, she's not just hyping herself up or being a positive role model for younger girls. She's literally improving her muscle output and focus. This can also be under the terms of neuroplasticity, but that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother episode. However, if you are interested in hearing more about neuroplasticity, let me know in the comments section or leave a review. So now this is where things get deep. The role of the subconscious mind. Can you visualize with me that old iceberg image where the tip of the iceberg is our conscious mind and the larger portion of the iceberg is underneath the water, which is our subconscious mind. Are you with me here? Your conscious mind processes 40 pieces of information per second. That's just the tip. That's what she said. Your subconscious mind processes 20 million pieces of info per second. So what does this actually mean? Your subconscious mind is like the operating system behind your daily actions. It's always listening and it doesn't have a filter. If you keep telling yourself, I always choke on big points, guess what? That becomes a loop cycle where you continue to tell yourself and then it can become a belief and your body and your mind start to believe it like clockwork. But when you start feeding your subconscious mind a new language like I stay calm under pressure or I'm ready for big pressured points, you're reprogramming your mind and trying trying to shift that belief system. Here's a pro tip. Speak in the present tense, not in the future, not in the past. Say, I am focused instead of I will be focused or I used to be focused. Why? Because your brain takes it literally. And this is why meditations and visualizations work. Definitely go check out my meditations. I have some beginner ones, and then other ones like performance anxiety and instant confidence. Here's a great real life example. Carlos Alcaraz. Want to see him in action? He's young, aggressive, and electric on court. But what really sets him apart is his composure in big moments. He resets quickly. He smiles. He even laughs at himself when he misses. That's high level self-talk. He's not reinforcing mistakes. He's disarming them with positivity, and it shows. So here's what we covered today. Your thoughts shape your physical performance. Positive self-talk is proven to boost coordination, endurance, and focus. Your subconscious mind believes whatever you tell it, so choose your words wisely. So here's your challenge before the next episode. Catch yourself. Start paying attention to what you say to yourself on court. Then flip it. If you hear yourself saying, I can't, try, I'm learning. If you say, I always miss this shot, reframe it by saying, I reset and hit clean forehands or clean backhands. And hey, be kind to yourself. Growth takes time and practice makes progress. As long as you keep trying and going out there, you are going to improve. So stay tuned for a 3-part series of self-talk. The next episode, rewriting your self-talk for your match mindset. Until next time, take a deep breath, speak kindly to yourself, and keep playing with your heart. If this resonates with you, please share with your own tennis community and leave a review. It is so greatly appreciated.